Let me see. And then the kinds of animals that you ride.
The horses and the mules.
Okay. If you didn't know how to ride, you'd say, I've never...
That's right, sir. I'd have to learn.
Okay. And if you didn't know, you'd say, I have never what?
I've never rode a horse.
Okay.
And then you'd tell them, well, you have to teach me.
Okay. The things you put on a horse's feet to protect them?
The shoes. Okay. Horse shoes.
Okay. And then the parts that you put them, the parts of the feet that you put them on?
The horse's hoof.
Okay. If you're talking about all four of those, you say all four.
That's right.
Hogs, little ones. What are little hogs?
Pigs.
Okay. And then after they get bigger than that?
And after the first call them pigs. Well, then when he gets up to weighing about 40 or 50 pounds, they call them shoots. Got some shoots for sale or something.
Okay.
That's what they call, yeah.
Okay. What are those things they have on their back, those hairs they have on their back? What do they call them?
I've never on a hog. I've never know nothing but just a hog hair. That's all I ever call it.
They put them in a brush sometimes. Put them in a brush.
They make a bed for them out of pine straw for the hogs.
Mm-hmm.
You haul pine straw and put in there, and he make his own bed. You just pile the straw in there, he'll make the bed itself.
Those big teeth the hog has.
That's the tertius.
Hmm?
Them will stick out the side, that's the tertius. Now he's a dangerous animal too, when he get them tertius.
Yeah. They'll go for you, huh?
Yes, yeah, sir. If you want to fight, you don't get close to him, cause he'll run into you, and if he can get to hit you with one of them torches, ain't much you can do if ain't nobody else there to stop him.
Hmm.
Nothing much you can do with him, because he, otherwise, when he gets up to weighing 200 and 300, you see, you can't handle him.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody else ain't there to stop him, it'd just be too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
And with one chance you have with him, if you want to fight you, when he get at you, try to make it to the pen and get out before he can get to you.
Yeah.
And then if you get one mad enough in your fence, they mighty strong, he can come through it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, sir.
You see him do that?
Yeah, sir. You hear the wire squeaking, he tear a hole through there. It's a good wire for one when he'll fight you, because see, the weight of him is what
mm-hmm.
do the devil, man.
Mm-hmm. The thing you put food in for the hog?
Straw.
Okay. If you had three or four of those, you'd say you had three or four what?
Straw. Then they got where now they use a hog feeder. You just fill it up with the food, and he come in eat when he wants, but back in the old days they used hog straw.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you take the intestines, you know, and clean them up and cook them. What do they call
that? Chitlins.